It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Money Pit is presented by Lumber Liquidators, Alexeter, Home Advisor, and Mr. Beans. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are enjoying a beautiful fall weekend in our neck of the woods. I hope that you are as well. I love this time of year. The air is so crisp. You can smell the pumpkin spice. You can smell the apples. You know, it's just that special time of the year. And it doesn't last too long, right? It seems that we have these beautiful days and they last for a week, 2 weeks. And then a big storm comes in, blows all those leaves off the trees, and it's officially winter. But while it's here, you need to enjoy it. And we're going to help you do that by taking care of your home this hour. You got to help yourself first, though. Pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement or decor question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or post your question online to the Money Pit's community page at moneypit.com. This hour, we're going to talk about all the choices you have for flooring. You know, there's just a ton of choices out there. It used to be pretty straightforward, right? You had kind of hardwood or carpet or vinyl. But now you got light woods and dark woods and distressed woods and wide planks and skinny planks. We're going to take a look at the hottest trends and the latest styles of hardwood and wood look flooring and help you figure out what's perfect for your home just ahead.
Plus, it's been one of the worst hurricane seasons in recent memory, with two major hurricanes hitting just days apart. And it goes to show you guys just how important it is to, well, as the Boy Scouts say, always be prepared, especially when it comes to making sure you're never out of power. We're going to have tips just ahead.
And also ahead, if you're worried that your home could have toxic mold, typically you'd need to hire an inspector to come to your house, take a sample, send it to a lab, and then wait for days for the results. Well, now there's a new way to test for mold, and it takes only 5 minutes. We'll share those details in just a bit.
Plus, if you call in with your question right now to 888 Money Pit or post it to the Money Pit community page, we're going to toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat for the Mr. Beams Home Safety and Security Lighting Bundle, which will brighten up all of those dark, autumny corners of your home.
Yep, it includes the security light, the 360 XT spotlight, and the very cool ultra bright ceiling light, which is perfect for like closets or porches or patios. It's a package worth $110. Going to go out to one listener, drawn at random. Make that you. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Brett in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We had the 1890s Victorian home in Wakefield. Gut rehab, put in 8x14 master bath in with Sir Frank Lloyd Wright arts and crafts style tile in it. And there's a shower in the corner that's a step-in shower. And over the last 8 years, because the plastic floor of the shower wasn't supported, it started to crack from the flexing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how I can take care of those cracks without ripping out all the tile around the lip of the plastic floor of the shower.
So there is one way to do it, and it's not real pretty, but you can do it this way. And that is, that plastic base is made of fiberglass, and you can use a fiberglass repair kit and basically cover the split area with a fiberglass patch. And essentially that means you're going to put down resin, and then you're going to put down fiberglass itself and press it into the resin. Once that dries, you're going to put down more resin and then more fiberglass in it. You're going to kind of crisscross it, and essentially you're going to build up kind of a patch across that crack. Now, of course, that's going to be painfully obvious, but maybe you don't care about that. Maybe you're thinking I'd rather have it just be patched and watertight than have to tear out the tile. Because, yes, replacing that kind of shower pan will require that you remove that tile around the first, you know, to 12 inches all the way around to be able to get that pan out.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's fiberglass. I think it might be just hard molded plastic. I got it at a big box store.
The only way to try to repair it is with fiberglass repair kit, and you can pick that up at an auto parts store. You know, it's like a body repair kit, and essentially it's just those two things. It's basically the resin itself and the fiberglass material. It may have some sandpaper with it, but you got nothing to lose. You might as well try it. I did it once in a house that I owned. Bought myself a year before I got around to tearing out the shower pan. It worked great.
Okay. It's a great idea. We'll give it a try. Thank you so very much.
Good luck, Brett. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Wendy in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have two drafty doors, and we opted to use the peel and stick foam insulator.
Okay.
And it didn't work that well, and it just created more of a gap. It seemed like it just didn't work at all. And I'm just wondering what kind of solution can we use instead of the peel and stick filling stuff.
So when you say the peel and stick foam, you mean when the doors close, you get drafts that come through them and you use the peel and stick weather stripping?
Yes.
Do you want to operate these doors in the wintertime?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And what kind of doors are they? What are they made of? Are they metal doors or are they...
It's a metal door.
So it's an old metal sliding glass door.
No, it's a regular door. It's just, and it goes out to our patio, but it's not a wood door. It's made of metal.
Oh, it's a metal door. It's a regular metal door.
Yes.
Are the drafts coming in around the sides and top of the door, or are they coming under the door?
Under the door and on the sides, right where the door locks.
If the door is out of alignment, in other words, if you close the door and it doesn't evenly strike the jamb all the way around, it's going to be almost impossible to get a seal from that type of weather stripping. It's got to strike the weather stripping and then compress it a little bit to give you the seal. Now, I would take a look very carefully, closing that door, like, you know, open and close it from the outside, bringing it to where it just starts to touch the jamb, and see if it strikes evenly all the way around. If it doesn't strike evenly, then you need to adjust the door, and that's usually done by moving the door jamb one way or the other to get it to basically hang better so that it will strike evenly. In terms of the door at the bottom, the door saddle might be replaceable, or in the alternative, you could do something that's probably even easier and less expensive, is you could put a door sweep on the bottom of the door. Now, a sweep attaches to the face of the door, and it basically goes right down to the floor. It looks kind of like broom-like. It has bristles that are really tight together, and that actually will help a lot of the breeze that's coming through and under the door.
Okay.
And then, of course, you could always go with a storm door, and that's another way to approach the whole thing. Okay?
That sounds perfect.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. What's on your fall fix-up to-do list? Well, post your home decor or your home improvement question on the Money Pit's community page at moneypit.com or give us a call 24/7 to 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, if you love hardwood floors, there's never been more beautiful and durable options to pick from. From light used to dark stains and distressed textures and wide planks, we're going to have tips on how to make the best choice for your design taste in today's Flooring Tip, presented by Lumber Liquidators, next.
You live in a body pit.
Did you know that Americans take 20,000 breaths a day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors?
That's right. And according to the EPA, the level of indoor air pollutants can be 2 to 5 times higher than outdoor air and occasionally more than 100 times higher. Plus, every spring we get socked with allergens too. Well, Air Doctor is an air purifier that filters out dangerous contaminants like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested allergens, including bacteria and viruses.
That's impressive. Now, Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping.
And they're offering a special discount to Money Pit listeners. Just head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer in right now by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. That's airdoctorpro.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
We'll be right back.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you trying to fix up your money pit? Well, we are too. Let us help. Call in your home improvement or home decor question right now to 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor.
And hey, here's another great reason to reach out by phone or posting on our community page. We have got a great prize to give away this hour. We've got up for grabs the Mr. Beams Home Safety and Security Lighting Bundle. Now, that's going to include a security light, a 360 XT LED spotlight, and the very cool ultra bright ceiling light. It's a package worth almost $110. Now, the lights are super bright. I'm talking about 300 lumens. So you can really light up those large areas, closets, showers, sheds, pantries, all those dark spots where it's really difficult to get a light into. Plus, you don't need an electrician. So it's really amazing. And it's got a great diffuser on the end of all of the light fixtures. So you really get a wider coverage area, about 300 square feet. And it really does light those areas well. Best part, again, you don't need a pro to install them. They're battery operated, and the batteries can last about a year if you figure they're only coming on 8 to 10 times a day, which truly will light up all your areas for many, many years to come. Check it out at MrBeams.com. It's a great prize package.
Mr. Beams delivers surprisingly bright light anywhere. That home safety and security lighting bundle going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Anyone who calls before Monday actually qualifies for this. So call us now at 888-MONEY or post your question to the Money Pit's community page at MoneyPit.com.
Ralph in Pennsylvania is on the line with a heating issue. What's going on?
I have a flat roof in my house, right? And there's one room that I guess when they built the house, they meant it to be a garage. And I'm using that room because it's really nice, but I can't get it to heat up for some reason. It seems like it's like a draft coming in there, and I can't get the room warm at all.
And how are you heating it? What's the heating system look like for that particular room?
I don't have a heat in that room.
But you say you can't heat it up. How are you trying to heat it up?
Oh, I bought me one of those Amish heaters, you know, the stoves.
So you're using a portable heater, and it's not warming up. Is that the situation?
Correct.
A couple of things. First of all, garages are essentially the exterior of your house. And so if they're not built to contain heat, then they're going to be very difficult for you to do just that. You mentioned it has a flat roof, so you don't have a lot of access to that roof space where you could add insulation. The walls, are the walls insulated?
Yes, they are. It's actually, the garage is actually attached to the house. It's like part of the house. It's a big door, actually.
So this is part of your house, but it's not part of the central heating system for the house?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So I really think you need to have more BTUs in that space as well. So I don't think you're getting enough heat out of this portable unit. How's the rest of the house heated? Oil, gas, electric, what?
Oil.
Oil. Okay. Hot air? Forced air?
Correct.
Is there an opportunity to extend the heating system ducts, supply and return, into that area that was formerly a garage?
Yeah, I think that's what maybe that's what I have to do. I don't know, but you know, my problem is actually that I feel like a draft. Even if I take out, like, the plates on the plugs or whatnot, on the outlets, I can feel, like, air coming through there.
Yeah, so you're going to have to probably do some comprehensive draft proofing. So, look, first of all, you need to extend the heating system into that. If it turns out you can't or it's not going to deliver enough heat, the least expensive way to heat that room would be by to add, and just in this room, electric baseboard heaters. You could have these permanently wired in and run off a thermostat, could even run off a clock thermostat, so that when it really gets very cold, you could use this to supplement the heat in that room. That's the least expensive way to add additional heat to that space. In terms of the drafts, yeah, you need to start attacking those drafts in all the ways you normally attack them. You want to try to identify them. If it's coming in around the outlets, then you add gaskets behind the outlets. There's foam gaskets, very inexpensive, you can put in that go under the cover plate and will cover that area. If it's coming around the windows, you may need to weather strip those windows or caulk the windows. You know, you want to attack those one at a time. And the roof above that you said is a flat roof, is that roof insulated as well?
Yes, it is.
Well, then it sounds to me like what you want to do is seal off the drafts and add additional heating to that room the easiest way you can. I just don't think you're getting enough BTUs in there with the space heater. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, it used to be that plain unfinished oak was pretty much the norm for hardwood floors, right? I mean, it was installed when the house was built, and then it had to be stained and finished and over and over again, right? You have to keep repeating that process. But today, there's like dozens of durable choices available in hardwood floors, from light hues and dark stains to those that have distressed textures and even wide planks. So we've got some tips on how to make the best choice for your home in today's flooring tip presented by Lumber Liquidators.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about the colors. Now, light flooring can brighten up your home with clean design. Colors like natural maple, ash, whitewash, even other light flooring stains are not only going to conceal dust and dirt, which, hey, we all love that, but can also make your space feel larger and brighter. It's a good trick.
Now, dark flooring, on the other hand, can actually add sort of a level of sophistication or luxury to your space. The darker stains like ebony or dark walnut and also deep espresso can be absolutely stunning, especially when you pair it with good design. And modern styles actually work particularly well when you're showcasing light cabinetry or even furniture.
Yeah, I do love a dark wood floor. Now, here's another new trend. It's gray flooring, and that's kind of that happy medium between light and dark, and it's really become the new neutral in flooring choices because it offers a timeless backdrop for your home's decor. You can choose from a wide range of tones of gray, light shades, dark shades, and even some that have a hint of blue, so it's easy to set the tone for your own unique design style.
Now, in addition, there are options available in the flooring texture, and one of my favorites is this distressed flooring. Now, these floors are based on the unique characteristics of handcrafted hardwood floors, and they can really add a rustic charm. The floors are designed to kind of replicate that vintage craftsmanship techniques like wire brushing or hand scraping to give the floor a really authentic look, and they come in a variety of styles and finishes and stains. They're really pretty cool.
Now, if you like a beautiful oil-finished look without the maintenance and the upkeep that comes along with it, you can consider matte flooring. Now, a matte finish, it really is great for hiding small scratches, dust, dirt, and it's a smart choice if you've got a busy family. Now, a matte finish on a floor will provide the best of both worlds because it's modern, it's got a low-gloss style, it's easy to maintain, and it's pre-finished.
Now, if you really want to go big in style, you ought to also check out the wide-width plank flooring. You know, these were almost impossible to find before when they were just made of real wood because it's hard to find woods in that width, right? But now they're manufactured to be between 5 and 9 inches wide. They're very trendy. The wide-width floors also help your space feel larger, more open, and they can offer a very rustic appeal. Plus, since more of the board is exposed, you're also better able to see that natural grain and the character in the wood. So they really are pretty.
And that's today's flooring tip presented by Lumber Liquidators, where you can find a wide range of hardwood flooring styles starting at $1.99 a square foot. From light hues and dark stains to distressed textures and wide planks, Lumber Liquidators offers the hottest trends and latest styles of hardwood and wood look flooring.
Available at Lumber Liquidators stores nationwide and online at lumberliquidators.com.
All right, now we're going to remote Alaska, where Lonnie has an igloo question. I don't think we've ever talked about an igloo.
Okay, well, we have the opportunity to purchase a monolithic dome, which is it looks like an igloo.
Oh, okay.
And when we were touring it, it's only a 20-foot in diameter. But they did have a dehumidifier inside, and on the outside, it had just been painted with a like a vinyl paint, a thicker paint. And there was bubbles on the outside, and I took a knife and poked it, and water drained out. Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's a condensation problem, especially for mold, and what it would take to remedy that.
So what is this dome constructed out of? Is the entire thing concrete, or what's it made out of?
It is concrete.
Well, listen, you've got to have some sort of a system to try to manage moisture in a space like that, because let's face it, first of all, concrete is very hydroscopic, so water that will get into that concrete at the base where it comes in contact with the soil, and it'll draw up into the concrete surface and essentially saturate the entire thing. If there's bad drainage, it can get worse, but I could definitely see how it would stay very, very damp. The moisture that you're seeing inside that paint is clear evidence of the fact that this structure is holding a lot of water. Now, it could draw from the soil, or it could just be from the humidity in the air that's getting into the walls. So it definitely has to be managed, and it sounds like just a dehumidifier by itself may not be the answer. You might need to really have an HVAC pro design a system that could manage that moisture. And in terms of the paint itself, you also have to choose a paint that is designed to stick well to concrete. You mentioned this is a really thick paint. We've seen a lot of paints out there that claim to be sort of almost like a liquid siding that are very thick, but the problem problem is that they're not vapor permeable, so they don't breathe. As a result, everything stays underneath it. And then when you see those bubbles and the water is just forming right there, it's just going to continue to push that right off. And I imagine when it gets really, really cold, it'll probably freeze and expand and crack that paint, basically making it worthless. So I think you have reason to be concerned. And I would definitely, if there's a good professional home inspector in that area that could look at it for you, that might be a pro to start with. But I definitely think you're going to need to have an expert design a system that works for that. You know, typically when you paint concrete, you want to use an epoxy-based paint that has really high adhesion and really strong durability. But it sounds to me like this paint that they used in this case was not that type of paint.
Okay.
Well, it's been one of the worst hurricane seasons in perhaps ages, with two major hurricanes hitting just days apart, massive power failures, and lots of destruction. We're going to have tips to make sure you're never out of power after this.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT. Home safe home.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, it's been one of the worst hurricane seasons in recent memory, with two major hurricanes hitting just weeks apart. And it just kind of goes to show how important it is to, as the Boy Scouts always say, be prepared, especially when it comes to making sure you're never out of power.
Yeah, but it's not just when hurricanes occur that we need to be prepared. There are winter storms happening all the time, and even heat waves can knock out power. So to get the perspective of a real meteorologist on what is causing all this crazy weather, we're pleased to welcome Cheryl Nelson, an Emmy-nominated broadcast meteorologist with over a decade of experience. Welcome, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you broadcast out of Norfolk, Virginia on WTKR, so I'm betting you've seen your share of the storms over the last few years. What do you think's causing all this crazy weather we've been having?
It's so interesting that you mentioned that, because Norfolk floods so easily. You get a wind coming in off the Atlantic Ocean, and we have street flooding and everything coming up through the drains. And to be honest with you, sea level rise is really an issue for much of the East Coast. And in Norfolk, we really are starting to see that. And so with the sea level rise happening due to climate change, we are seeing some issues there and then down across parts of Florida as well.
The interesting thing about these storms is that, you know, folks did, I think, a pretty good job as best they could of getting ready for it. But now that those major hurricanes passed, all of a sudden we see a huge surge in generator sales, right? Because of all the power failures. It's just something that people don't think about doing until they go through the suffering of not having power for days or weeks on end. I wish we could change that. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk with you about, because you're representing the Cummins company, and they make a pretty good standby generator. What are you hearing from folks around the country that are asking about this project?
You make a very good point, because people never seem to think that they're going to need a generator. They don't think they're going to use it until a storm like Harvey or Irma happens. And then they're out, gosh, without power for days, weeks, or even longer. And the Cummins Quiet Connect generator is a standby generator. I think it's amazing because somebody comes and hooks it up to your house, done by a professional, and it goes on the second the power goes off and stays on for the duration of your power outage. And what's great about this one is you can program it to determine how much you want to power within your house. So you don't have to get something to power your whole house. You can get something a little smaller if you just want to power some of it.
Oh, that's interesting. So you can really be selective quite easily to what you want to power and then not have the extra expense of such a huge generator.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, the generators, everybody thinks they're so expensive, but it just really depends what you want to do. And if you think about it, what happens when you are without power for a long period of time? You're losing money because you're probably going to a hotel and you're spending money there. Spoiled food, you're losing money. You have emergency supplies you're spending money on. And what if you get mold? That can be thousands of dollars. Or if your sump pump starts working or stops working, rather, you can lose even more money. So when you put all that in perspective, the generator really does not seem very expensive anymore.
Now, one of the issues with standby power and generators is that it becomes impossible, if not extremely difficult, to find gasoline after a storm. And that's what happens to folks that have portable generators. Do the standby generators from Cummins work on natural gas and propane as well?
Propane they work on, or you can hook them up right up to your house, exactly, with the natural gas. So that makes it so easy because you don't have to run out and get more gasoline because it's already powered up to everything connecting to your house. And that makes it so much more convenient.
We're talking to Cheryl Cummins. She is an Emmy-nominated meteorologist about storm prep. So, Cheryl, aside from power and making sure that you're good to go for backup power, what do you think is the most common thing that people forget to do when a severe storm coming, be it a winter storm or a hurricane or tornado or even a heat wave?
I think they really forget about the fury of Mother Nature. And I know it sounds silly, but if you think about it, when you have any type of storm, what are people doing? They're outside taking pictures, they're taking videos, they're putting their lives at risk when really they should be hunkering down in their house, especially if it's a tornado warning or if it's a hurricane. You want to be on that lowest level of the home in a central room and put as many walls between you and the outside as possible. But everybody wants to be a journalist these days, and they're all putting their lives at risk. So I think if they all had their disaster kit and they went where they were supposed to, a lot more lives would be saved.
Let me ask you to fess up now. Are you one of those crazy meteorologists that likes to stand with like her back to the hurricane and broadcast when all hell's breaking loose outside?
A lot of my colleagues are, but I will tell you, I don't mess with Mother Nature. I understand the fury. Exactly. I'm going to stay inside. I'm going to be looking at the computer models and the radar, and I'm going to be doing that.
You need a big fan and a green screen.
Yes. I don't wear green, though. That's all.
All right. Well, listen, Cheryl, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, giving us some tips on backup power and just sort of weather in general. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
If you'd like more information on the Cummins generator products, you can go to homegenerators.cummins.com, and that's spelled CUMMINS.com.
All right, Cheryl, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, are you concerned about mold in your home? Well, we're going to have tips on a cool test that you can do yourself that can detect over 30 types of mold in about 5 minutes when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at homeadvisor.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Calling your question right now to 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor.
Sylvia in Ohio is on the line, and what's going on?
Our carpet in our kitchen is glued down like 20 years ago.
Did you say carpeting in your kitchen?
Yes, they use glue to put the carpet down. My question is, how do we get it off the floor without tearing the whole floor out?
What kind of flooring was it glued over? Is it hardwood?
No, just
plywood?
Yes,
Some sort of a subfloor. So really, you don't have to get it completely off. You just have to kind of get it smooth so you can put whatever kind of flooring down you want to do over that. What kind of flooring do you want to end up with, Sylvia?
We want to put hardwood over it or on it.
So what you should do is get a citrus adhesive remover. There's a number of different citrus-based adhesive removers. They're not as caustic as some of the other adhesive removers. And what it will do is soften that adhesive. And your goal here is just to get any of the sort of the thicker, chunkier areas removed so that what you could do is put down another layer of plywood, an underlayment of plywood, say like a quarter-inch Luan or something like that. Then on top of that, you can install your hardwood floor. There's lots of options with the hardwood floor. You can use engineered hardwood, which is thinner but very, very beautiful, and it's more dimensionally stable, and it would be probably a better choice for a kitchen, because if you put regular hardwood down and you ever had a big leak, spilled a pot of anything, it will swell up and become damaged. But if you use engineered, it's much more stable and resistant to any type of swelling when it gets damp or wet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, are you a home improving weekend warrior? What? You don't have tools to be a weekend warrior? Well, we can fix that because we have partnered with the Home Depot on a sweepstakes that will truly make the tool hounds out there drool, because we're giving away $4,500 in prizes through the Money Pit's Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes online right now at moneypit.com. Got some great brands and great prizes too.
Yeah, the first prize is a doozy. It's a beautiful Milwaukee Tool 16-drawer tool chest and rolling cabinet set. Now, it's filled with a 6-tool M18 fuel 18-volt lithium-ion cordless combo kit.
I got to interrupt you because I looked this up. It's 5 feet tall.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a wall of tool chest.
I mean,
it's really amazing.
That's amazing. You get the tools and you get the place to store them. So you got to love that. Second prize, we've got two of them up for grabs. The Husky 46-inch 9-drawer mobile workbench with solid wood top. Now that'll be filled with a 268-piece Husky Mechanics tool set. 10 third place prizes up for grabs. The Ryobi 18-volt 1+ drill driver and impact driver kit. And 25 fourth place prizes, which is our book, My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. So if you've got the tools, we're going to tell you what to do with them. If you don't have the tools, hope for first, second, or third.
Get the details now and enter at moneypit.com. And hey, you can even increase your chances of winning because we have this cool share feature. If you post your entry, after you enter, we'll give you like a special URL. It's just yours. If you post that and your friends enter, guess what? You get 5 bonus entries for every one of theirs that they enter with. So it really is a good opportunity for you to get a lot of entries and a lot of chances to win. There's 40 prizes in the sweepstakes. So good luck and get to it right now at moneypit.com.
Well, if you're concerned about the quality of air in your home, and in particular, whether you're breathing in mold, you typically would need to engage an inspector to come to your house, take a sample, send it to a lab, and then sometimes you gotta wait days for the results. Well, now there's a better way to test for mold, and it will only take about 5 minutes.
Yep, it's called the Healthful Home 5-Minute Mold Test. And it's designed to detect toxic molds like Aspergillus, Penicillium, and Stachybotrys, which is that nasty dark green mold that can make people really sick. I love the fact that it is very easy to use. Everything you need is in the kit. You basically swab areas of the home to collect some dust. Then you put that swab in a small test tube where it's mixed with liquid, and that liquid is dropped onto a test medium. It's like a little card. And then 5 minutes later, the card shows you whether or not an unhealthy mold was found or not. It's that easy.
Now, this works even where you can't see the mold, and it's not going to report on everyday mold that's not toxic. It will only alert you if that mold is unhealthy. So this really allows you to do your own testing quickly, easily and discreetly, and perhaps best of all, if you do detect mold, Healthful Home offers free expert consultation that will help you determine the next steps you need to take towards making your home healthy again.
The product is called Healthful Home 5-Minute Mold Test, and it helps you find the mold before it finds you. You can learn more at healthfulhome.com.
Stan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm at the end of my remodeling my house. And,
okay.
Installed the new dishwasher because after the remodel we put it up for sale, and when I put the dishwasher in, I noticed we started getting an odor out of the dishwasher that I didn't have before.
And this is a brand new dishwasher?
Brand new dishwasher, yes.
Well, I wonder what kind of nasty debris would have collected so quickly, but here's what I would suggest. There's a product on the market that is a dishwasher cleaner. It's made by a company called Glisten, and it's called Dishwasher Magic, and it is quite easy to use. It's essentially a bottle where you loosen the cap, turn it upside down, and put it in your dishwasher as if it was another piece of glassware to wash. And the cleaner comes out during the wash cycle and completely scrubs and cleans and disinfects the dishwasher. In fact, it's the only EPA-registered dishwasher cleaner. And I've used it at my house, and it works really well. And it was quite amazing how bright and shiny and clean and odor-free the dishwasher was at the end of the cycle.
Okay. That's Glisten, right?
Yep, Glisten Dishwasher Magic. You can find it in your local supermarkets and home centers. Go to their website at glistencleaners.com. They have coupons there and a list of a whole bunch of stores where it's available.
Okay. Appreciate it. I'll try that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Want to make your kitchen a safe and functional place to make food prep easier? We're going to have advice on how to do just that when the Money Pit continues after this.
You live in a money pit.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, home safe home.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now on the Money Pit's listener line at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor.
You can get matched with background-checked home service pros in your area and compare prices, read verified reviews, and book appointments online all for free.
No matter the type of job, Home Advisor makes it fast and easy to hire a pro you can trust.
All right, but right now you've got two pros that you trust right here, and we've got a lot of posted questions in our community section, like one here from Karen in New Jersey who writes, I'm interested in repairing some sun damage I see on my front door. Can you give me more information on how to sand and prep the door for varnish? For example, do I take the door off its hinges? Can I sand it, or do I need a power sander? How long can I expect this to take? She's got a lot of questions.
Yeah, she does. Now, we'll presume, of course, this is a wood door, but I'll tell you what I would do, Karen, and even if you don't have another single tool in the house, I'd go out and I'd buy an inexpensive consumer-grade sander, maybe a Black & Decker, for example, or a Ryobi, because you really do need to sand the door thoroughly. And the best way to do that is, in fact, to take it off the hinges, put it on a couple of sawhorses, and then use that sander to go over the entire surface. It would be so worth it to have a sander to do that. Once you've done that, you can wipe off all of that sawdust, and you can apply a couple of coats of marine varnish. I say marine varnish because it has a UV inhibitor in it, and it's much less likely to fade in that strong sunlight.
Yeah, and you know what, Karen? It's kind of an easy project because if you take it off and work on it one side a day, you know, within a few days, you'll have that entire door done, and it will be beautiful.
Well, many of us will be spending more and more time in the kitchen as we get ready for the upcoming holidays and celebrations of all sorts throughout the rest of the year. And if you're looking for a shortcut that can help ease that workload, Leslie has advice on how to create a kitchen that is safe and functional in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, I really do love cooking for my friends and family, but there are several tips and tricks that I always keep in mind to make sure I'm working safe and smartly. First of all, you have to remember that raw poultry can carry salmonella, and preparing it requires an extra step of disinfecting. So you want to wash your hands often, use a plastic cutting board, not a wood one, because the wood will hold the germs and all those small cuts on the board surface. Now, for quicker cleanup, just flip the board over after poultry prep. Don't forget, though, to wipe down your counter with a disinfectant afterwards. Next up, those heavy pots and pans can be tricky. Moving them from place to place, they do get heavy. So when filling, you want to place the pot on the stove first, then add your ingredients. And if you can, get an extra long hose for your sink sprayer so you can just fill your pots with water without moving them. Now, once it's hot, you got to move it anyway. It's going to be tricky, but at least let's take half the battle away. Lighting in your kitchen, that is really key as well, and that's not difficult to do. There's a lot of stick-on LEDs out there that run on batteries, so you can have under-cabinet lighting faster than you can stuff and roast a turkey, I might say. And finally, remember that half of all burns treated in the ER result from a scalding injury, so you want to set your home's water heater to 120 degrees, and that will have you avoiding the water coming from the tap at a dangerous temperature.
Smart advice. And today's edition of Leslie's Last Word was presented by Jiway. Safeguard your home and loved ones with the smart security light by Maximus Lighting. The porch light redefined, equipped with two-way talk, high-definition camera, 17 feet motion detection, and a 100-decibel siren alarm. Coming up next time on the program, does it seem like your heat conks out in the middle of winter, just like your AC quits on the hottest day of the year? Well, when it comes to maintenance of that HVAC system, keeping it in shape will keep it from going kaput when you need it most. We're going to have the seasonal step-by-step you need to know on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.